All right. Now that you've all been cheered up, I'm going to tell you how you can protect your privacy against an over-intrusive government. One of the things people – we didn't talk about politics at all today, but, you know, one of the current breaking news story scared me a little bit because we've talked about the surveillance state in the years since Edward Snowden's revelations. We talk a lot about overreaching surveillance by the NSA and other state security organizations. And what we're seeing happen, play out right now, is an example of our intelligence community deciding to weigh in on the politics of the nation, not by going to Congress and saying, you know, here's what we know and you ought to be doing an investigation, but by going directly to the public and the press. And it scares me a little bit because one of the worst things that could happen is a surveillance state using its knowledge and power against its citizens. So let's all encrypt. What do you say? And this is a company, a website that I've talked about for some time, Keybase.io. It's an open source. It starts as kind of a PGP server, so you can keep track of your PGP key. You can actually make a key there and then distribute it and follow other people if their key changes. But they've just released this week an app that does all of that and has encrypted chat built into it using your PGP encryption. It's done right. It's very impressive. Keybase.io. Here's the app. People have started chatting with me a little bit. I've had some conversations already on it. These are secure chats. You also have a secure file system that you can have public information, but also have a shared file folders with real people that are totally encrypted using public key crypto. So only you and they have access to the contents of it. You can attach your keys to your devices. And you see I have many keys attached to many devices and manage them that way. It's, you know, I understand that PGP is a little opaque. The idea of crypto is a little opaque to people. Very famously, Edward Snowden's revelations were delayed because Glenn Greenwald couldn't figure out how to use PGP. And Snowden says, I'm not talking to you unless we can have a secure conversation. This would be a good time to kind of bone up on the basics of crypto and how you can use it to communicate privately. And I would suggest to everybody visit Keybase.io.
And what did you think about the story that there are some who are complaining that government people are starting to use it? And it's a good and bad, right? They're trying to avoid some.
Yeah, the people in the like, story was the people in the White House were using a chat app that destroys the message as soon as it's received. Yeah. You know, like burn after reading. I don't know. The problem is that. What strikes me is that our republic, our experiment in this country is more fragile than we really realized, and it relies upon a consensus and a willingness of all the people to participate. And when there is a vacuum of power, unfortunately, what you see is people who want power kind of stepping in, and it really scares me that the intelligence community has decided. Rightly or wrongly, I'm not sure I disagree with it, but has decided to take down Michael Flynn. This is an article from The Week by Damon Linker, and he says, "Look, Flynn deserved to be taken down. I'm not a fan of Flynn, but there's something much more concerning here, which is unelected, unknown intelligence analysts using their knowledge and power, the power of a surveillance state to influence politics is a little scary."